And a good Saturday morning to you. Welcome back to this edition to our Home Improvement Show around every Saturday. Thanks to Lindis Construction. Andy Lindis is back with us, too. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning, Denny.
How are things? Happy Father's Day, by the way.
Happy Father's Day to you, yeah. Going to finish getting the old shed put together today because celebrating Father's Day tomorrow/... my grandson's first birthday party, so going to be having a little fish fry over. And you know what? You think you got your shed ready and always clean, but my wife comes out here and points out everything that needs to be cleaned up. You know, it's a garage. We're having a party in the garage. You know, we can have stuff hanging out. It doesn't have to have the cleanest floors. We wear boots in this garage. But, yeah, I got another couple hours of work here, and big old fish fry tomorrow, so pretty excited.
Well, that's good that you. It's good that you have an indoor space.
Possible, yeah, because it's not good that I decided to leave one part of my lawn unmowed 2 days ago, and now it's one of those things that I don't think I'm going to get to it before the party, and it's gotten so long now, it's going to take two or three mows to get through it.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. I was just looking out the window yesterday thinking that very same thing. But, well, a year for your grandson, that just zipped by.
Yeah, you know. And what I like best, Lloyd still likes to take naps, and I put a new swing on my porch and had some of the best naps of my entire life this week, Denny. So it's been a good week.
Oh, that's great. Well,
maybe that tells you my age that I'm excited over naps, but hey, you know, you got to take what you get.
Absolutely. And you're going to have a good week for napping. It looks like, and especially those folks who have leaf guard gutters are going to be glad their gutter system is the leaf guard gutter system on their homes. Because I tell you what, that forecast looks like a rainy one all this coming week on some level or another. It's going to be a rainy Father's Day too. So, let's invite our listeners to join in if you have any kind of a home improvement question. Could be about gutters, could be about decks, roofing, windows, siding, or those great sun tunnels like we have in our house. Whatever the question, you can text it, you can call it, 651-461-9226. It's a kind of tip. And by the way, I want to remind our listeners, and Andy knows this too, that 9:30 we will be taking a break from the show and heading to a news conference. You have heard that Minnesota State Senator John Hoffman and Melissa Hortman were shot in the Champlain-Brooklyn Park area. That's kind of all we know at the moment. But we're going to be joining a news conference about this particular story, big story, at 9:30 this morning. So in the meantime, we'd be glad to answer any kind of a home improvement question you may have. Yeah, 54, it's been that temperature reading, Andy, for a few hours now. And again, I would imagine that a lot of folks calling in, as the rain falls, people want their leaf guard gutters.
Yeah, that's been the overwhelming consensus or the overwhelming amount of phone calls that we've been getting over the last 2 weeks has been more and more about gutters. And I met with the entire leaf guard division on Wednesday morning. And one thing that we've started to keep track of is, as you put it, Denny, the gutter gizmos and gadgets. How many of these people have tried to use something in their gutter before getting in touch with leaf guard? So as of Thursday, we started collecting these. And next week, we should have a video where there's a mound of screens, tops, helmets, hoods, you name it, filters that we've collected. And we're finding that some people paid $2,000 or $3,000 for these in the last 10 years. And they're still having to clean out their gutters, or the screen completely clogs and they're getting water in their basement. So as you know, Denny, the most expensive home improvement project that you're ever going to do is the one that you have to do twice. Yeah. And I think if Lindis Construction had a superpower, it's that we are constantly testing and different materials and different things to use in an effort to be able to give our customers the most durable products and long-lasting products for the exterior of the home that we possibly can. And if you look at all of the products we have, windows, decking, siding, roofing, leaf guard is the only product we haven't upgraded in the last 30 years. We haven't changed what we install or how we install it in 30 years because we just haven't found a better system out there. And most of the systems out there, and I was talking with a customer earlier this week. He had newer gutters, and he didn't want to replace his entire gutter system. So he said, hey, get a couple estimates from whoever you want to, and here's what our price is. And lo and behold, our price is about the same for what most people charge to put something over the top of your existing gutters. They can get an all one-piece seamless system in LeafGuard. And one thing that's different between us and them is we didn't design our system around the LeafGuard patents. They did. They can make it just like LeafGuard. They would have. And we have over 100,000 customers now in the Twin Cities and still only that one service guy. And I'm telling you, on weeks like we're having right now, it is a peace of mind. Like, just think of how cold it is, how wet it is out there. And now if you were looking outside and you had gutters that were overflowing and you're thinking about trying to get up on your roof or up on a ladder while it's raining out, that's a dangerous, dangerous thing. And maybe I'm a little bit biased because in my line of work, I hear stories all the time of ladder accidents. And as we've talked about before, I see on the regular ladders that are handed down from one generation to the next. And this is what they're going to use to try to clean up their gutters is a duct tape rungs of ladders. It's not the time when it's raining and cold out to try to drag it out. But we feel like we have to, because if we don't, we're going to have water in the basement or damage to the soffit and fascia. One of our jobs this week, Denny, had no kickout flashing, had no drip edge. And, you know, the gutter project was in like that $4,200 range. Yeah. The rotten wood was closer to $10,000 in repair. So it's not just the gutter system, but if you have to replace rotten wood around your house, and that stuff spreads. If you don't fix it now, it will spread. So we can go from your fascia to your rafter tails, to your soffit, to an interior wall. And that gets pretty expensive. Now you turn a 1-day project into a 7-day project. And, you know, our people, they're not cheap. And you keep us there 7 days, it's not going to be a cheap thing. But if we maintain our systems and get the proper systems installed, this is an expense that was completely avoidable.
Boy. I know we're going to take a quick break here, and I have a question because I saw a gutter that was overflowing as I was waiting for some construction crew to move out of the way in another residential area. I'll get to that question with you in a moment or two. Just a reminder that at 9:30 or so, we will be in CCO News heading to a news conference. So we're going to be taking a break from the show around 9:30 for that news conference. As you probably have heard, Minnesota State Senator John Hoffman and Melissa Hortman were both shot at the chapel in the Brooklyn Park area. We're going to get more details. It's all we know now. But we will be taking a break during the show, so stay with us. We'll take this quick break right now, 54 degrees. We expect on-again, off-again showers possibly today, overnight as well. And it looks like a rainy Father's Day tomorrow. 54 now here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Good morning. Welcome back to this portion of our Home Improvement Show. Of course, we're here every Saturday thanks to Lindis Construction in the 9 o'clock hour. Andy Lindis answering those questions. Andy, we were talking, you and I, folks just joining us, talking about LeafGuard gutters as we do from time to time. And I'm looking at a text that kind of hits the point of these gutter gizmos. Texter says this, I see neighbors with gutter guards, but there's still leaves and things still stuck in the valleys and on top of the gutter guards. You see that all the time, don't you?
All the time. And my installers have been sending me pictures and videos that we will post on social media next week of all of the different types of things that are failing on top of somebody's gutters. And we've seen trees growing on top of filters and screens that when you open them up, there's 3 inches of sludge in the bottom of gutters. One thing people have to keep in mind, the way our system's designed, Denny, it's not just that we keep the majority of the leaves and debris out. We also have a larger, more efficient downspout system, and we're making sure that once water is inside the gutter, it's flowing out. When we do this, it allows us to handle a higher volume of water at a faster pace. So even little things like shingle rocks get inside your gutter, they're able to wash out. When you're giving people lifetime no-clog guarantees that are good for them and the next person that owns the house, it's a combination of installation techniques, downspouts, and gutter guards that are going to make that a reality. So no matter what you try, what I tell people when it comes to screens and filters, you're better off with nothing. Yes, do they temporarily, maybe that first, the next fall, it's going to do an okay job of keeping some of the bigger debris out? Yes, but what you're going to find out is eventually you're going to have to remove those screens in order to clean out your gutters. So in the long run, you're adding time to your home maintenance when you add this stuff over the top of your existing gutter. So you're better off doing nothing than you are installing one of those screens, especially when it comes to screens or filters or micro screens. One thing not a lot of people know, Denny, is our mother company, Englert, also has other varieties of leak protection. And it was offered to us to be able to show customers this from a price point standpoint. But when it comes to Linus Instruction, I don't care about getting every job. I do care about never having to deal with customer service, never having service issues, never having warranty claims. So we've never really offered that. And we've seen these screen systems over and over, especially when we get into roofing, Denny. You know, we're removing a lot of gutters when we're installing roofing. But sludge, 2-3 inches of sludge in the gutters, and then they have 2x3 downspouts that you're going to end up having to use a snake to try to clean those out. And just not a good thing. And in the smell, anybody that's done it, like rotting decomposed leaves with asphalt roof shingles in there, from a kid that grew up on a pig farm, the pig farm smelt better than a lot of our gutter systems that we're removing. it is like just an entire trough of manure up there at times. And boy, oh boy, when you have to remove those and then you have to carry them home, it's no wonder why sometimes I had my head out the window while I was driving.
Well, I was the other day during a heavy rain. Granted, it was coming down pretty good. I was stopped at waiting for some construction people to move down the line. I'm looking at this gutter. It was on a house that had the, quote, old-fashioned gutters, you know, just the open gutter. And it was right at that end point where the downspout is. It was overflowing like crazy. Now, of course, I wasn't high enough to see, is it clogged? Is it just too heavy of a rain to deal with that, you know, that narrower downspout? But that's another issue. Or could it have been, and again, I'm asking you to guess on this, just a misplacement of, the wrong angle of that gutter, which can happen.
When a lot of those gutters are installed from people standing on the roof, it's really hard to get the slope the right way. So for us, we do install open gutters. So we'll install open gutters or leaf guard. They're two separate systems. And even our open gutters, we're going to want to put a level on it. We're going to chalk a line. We're going to set up scaffolding because it makes it easier to install and get the slope of the gutters right. On a perfectly level home, Denny, that's a quarter inch every 10 feet. Okay. So on a 4-foot level, that's just putting the bubble barely touching the line where you're sloping towards the downspout. Having said that, I've dropped a 10-foot section of gutter 2.5 inches before.
Wow.
So in 10 feet, I've dropped it 2.5 inches and still had it flowing the other way. So it all depends on which way. You have to take a lot of factors into consideration when trying to manage people's water, because houses aren't typically perfectly level. So you have to, once you figure that out, and then you can figure out where's going to be the most efficient places to put downspouts and go from there.
Let's grab a phone call. Jeff calling in. I think Jeff may have a deck question. Hi, Jeff. What's your question for Andy Lindis?
Yeah, hi. I have a deck that's about 45 years old, and it's attached to the house with lag bolts. Well, I noticed here when I power washed it that the inside board is getting kind of rotten, so it's pulled away about an inch from the house.
How is the rest of the deck as far as like the railing system and the actual deck? Any other rot besides the ledger board?
No, it's just where it's attached to the house, and it's pulling away from the house.
Okay. Yeah, we see this on a regular basis. It lasted 45 years, so somebody had to have flashed it and put the drip cap on pretty well. But this is one of the spots that rots out first, and it can be replaced, but you're going to end up having to take up some framing and some deck boards in order to get to that. So you might want to look at maybe now is the time to try to upgrade to the decking. But if it's just the ledger board, you can't. Putting more leg bolts and reattaching that is probably not an option. More than likely, the entire board has to be replaced, and it's definitely something that we look at on the regular basis. But even on houses we go to that only have the ledger board installed because they haven't been able to afford the deck yet, more often than not, we end up having to replace those because of drip cap and flashing issues that are there. So just make sure that whoever does it is going to have the proper fasteners, the proper drip cap, and know that some decking might have to be removed to do that. But I would anticipate 1 to 2 days of labor with minimal amount of materials if none of the other deck boards have to be replaced. The unfortunate part is as you take up a 45-year-old deck, the risk of breaking things is there as well. So and once you break something and you're trying to match new wood to 45-year-old wood, and it gets to, you know, the knee bone's connected to the hip bone. It wouldn't be the first home improvement project that starts small and like, all right, now I got to redo it all because I want it to match. So just be careful with that and take your time if you're going to do it yourself.
All right. Jeff, thank you. Appreciate the call. Our text number is the same as the phone number, 651-461-9226. We will be breaking for this news conference coming up. If you're just joining us, we're in the midst of our home improvement show, but we will be breaking for that news conference. Minnesota State Senator John Hoffman and Melissa Hortman shot in Champlin, Brooklyn Park area. At this point, that's all we know, but we will be heading to a news conference very, very shortly, so stay with us. A question is, and Andy, forgive me because we may be breaking into your answer here, but a texter wants to know, and I'm not sure what they mean, does Linda's do partial leaf guard gutters? What could that mean?
Absolutely. In fact, I was talking to one of our newer estimators, Simon, who's Luke's youngest son, our decking expert that fills in on the radio for me on the regular. He was at a house, I want to say it was the fourth or fifth time to complete the rest of the leaf guard, meaning that we have no problem. If you want to start with just the hard ones that are the hardest of gutters to clean out with leaf guard, that's fine. Because in next year we can do some more, the year after that, or you want to have just a combination. It doesn't matter if you have 5 feet of gutter or 2,000 feet of gutter, we will come out and take care of it for you because this way we've always been. No job's too big or small. These small jobs lead to bigger and better things. In fact, we had our company-wide meeting this week, Denny. I know we're getting crunched on time here. Wayne Hagelin, who's been with us for, put it this way, Wayne Hagelin was my supervisor when 13-year-old Andy was on a roofing crew. So, but now he does some service work on windows, goes out and helps people repair their existing windows. He went and got new weather stripping for 30-year-old windows. Not an expensive job. Got them all fixed up. That customer's already given us 2 referrals. That's why we do what we do. It doesn't matter, Denny. If you think you need a professional involved, call us. If we can't do it, we'll tell you we can't do it or we won't do it. But we have lots of small jobs under $1,000 that we do every day.
Yeah. And again, I always like to add this, that all these first meetings, first visits with Linda's Construction, whatever project you have in mind, is free. So keep that in mind. We're still awaiting word on this news conference on the shooting. Again, I know you folks have been waiting for it. The Minnesota State Senator John Hoffman and Melissa Hortman both shot. Champlin, Brooklyn Park area, we're going to get more details as soon as we join this news conference. We have not been able to do that quite yet. But any minute right now, I can tell you in the Twin Cities, It's going to be, well, only a 20% chance of showers today. But on Father's Day tomorrow, it looks like a rainy day. So if you had any outdoor plans for Dad, maybe Dad had some plans. Let's keep that in mind. Yeah, a shower's likely, possibly a thunderstorm. Tell you what, let's take this break. 54 degrees right now in the Twin Cities. From News Talk 830 WCCO. And welcome back to this portion of our Home Improvement Show presented by Linda's Construction. Andy Linda's, of course, answering those particular questions. We are awaiting, as Andy knows, a news conference. Has not started yet. And getting more information about the shooting of both Minnesota State Senator John Hoffman and Melissa Hortman, both shot, Chaplin, Brooklyn Park area. Again, we are awaiting a news conference. And coming along at 10 this morning, right after this show, Jason DeRussia will be in. Discussing that too. We'll hear more on this news conference when it becomes available. We again are awaiting the beginning of this news conference, so stay with us. In the meantime, Andy Lindis, we are talking about leaf guard gutters, among other things, and decking. This is the 14th of June. Can people get a hold of Lindis and still get a deck this year?
Oh, absolutely. We have the most amount of craftsmen that we've ever had on staff installing decks. And if you want to enjoy a deck yet this year, I wouldn't hold off too much longer. Just like anything, we've seen a lot of our lead times increase over the last 3 weeks, and that's just going to continue to happen. It's just this time of year, June, July, and August, we seem to get more, or we get our orders faster than we can install them. So. Having said that, we came into the spring with the lowest lead times we've ever had. Leaf guard at one point was like 1 to 2 weeks out. Now I think it's like 2 to 4 weeks out, and all the way up to our decking and window division, which I believe are only in that 8 week out range right now. So yeah, you know, it is 2 months of a wait time, but heck, you wait another month and you might be looking at next spring.
Yeah. Okay. You mentioned windows, and I'm looking at a text from a listener, and we get this a lot, and I think for good reason, because we see and hear a lot of window ads. We love the Marvin Window Company, and I know Lindis does other work as well. But texter wants to know basically something we've had before. What do I look for? I'm hearing all these different windows saying they're the best, they're the best. What are the red flags, if any, do I need to look for?
You know, it's a great question, and there's a lot of, you know, good windows out there, and most of the major manufacturers all make a line of windows that I'd have no problem putting in my home, whether it's the upper-end Anderson, Pella, Marvin. Some of the upper-end vinyl windows are good, but the reason why we went with the Infinity Window by Marvin is the Altrex material, the Everwood material, and the glass pack made by Cardinal Glass is a little bit wider than ordinary glasses. All of those things factored into what I believe is the most durable window ever built, the most energy efficient window ever built. Having said that, there's other Infinity dealers in the Twin Cities that I've looked at that I wouldn't, it's a great window, but they were installed as an insert. What that means is like everything that we do, Denny, is almost always full frame installation. Meaning we're going to have to remove your siding. We're going to get down to the nail fin or brick mold, and we're going to address the rough opening with all of the water and air infiltration techniques that we know, because we want this to be the last window ever to be installed. Like how many times we get to houses and we're replacing 50, 60-year-old windows, and like, all right, these windows should last another 50, 60 years. On that same token, the same amount of houses that we go that have 50 or 60 year old windows, we have 10 year old windows that we're replacing. So I think it's more about the company that installs them than it is about the type of window. Yes, can you buy some cheap windows and you see some of those advertisements, $99 any opening, yada, yada, yada. A lot of times they're skimping on the install. That's why they're able to do that. Or it's a fugazi, meaning it's a white-on-white window that's small and that almost never fits it, so they get you to call for that cheap price, and then they show you a real price. So there's lots of options, but like any home improvement that you're going to be doing on your home, the due diligence that onus falls on the customer. You need to do your research. We have so many things that we can search online, and not just online, because that can be faked a little bit, Denny. There's lots of companies that fake reviews, and they fake have people out there posting things in a positive manner, or they hide all their negative reviews. I want to talk to customers. When I'm going to be spending that many hundreds or thousands of dollars on something, I'm going to want to talk to somebody that they've installed this year, a few years ago, maybe even somebody that had some service work done by them. And, you know, it's just that little half hour of your time is worth its weight in gold. And for us, chances are we can walk down the street and you can talk to one of our customers. So that's the nice part about makes our life easy. When people want to talk to past customers, usually we can just pull up the map and be like, all right, we've got three on this street. There's a couple over on the street next over there. Or more often than not, we're at the house because someone in their family or one of their friends have used us before, and that's how they heard about us.
You know, I'm thinking too, because I know you and I've talked over the years about it, but I'm thinking of homes that are, you know, 100 plus years old. I'm thinking of homes like these great River City homes, like in Stillwater, that are just gorgeous old homes. Have you guys worked on homes like that? And are actually windows available to kind of look like they fit that kind of house?
Absolutely. If you have a historical home, I really don't think there's a contractor better at that in the Twin Cities than Lindus Construction. We've done numerous houses in the Stillwater area, Summit Avenue in St. Paul. There's some historic homes there. There's some historic homes in Minneapolis as well that we've worked on. And yeah, it's important to us. You know, I live in a house that was built in like 1908. So it's an old four square farmhouse. It's important to try to keep that same look. And there's lots of really good materials that do that. So you're kind of checking both boxes, aesthetically pleasing, historically matching, and maintenance free. We have the ability to do that. Not a cheap endeavor by any stretch of the imagination. Usually these projects take a little bit longer. The materials are a little bit more expensive, but if you have a historical home and you want to match stuff, yeah, we have lots of options. And we find ourselves in these types of projects all the time because we get there and we're the third or fourth contractor they met with, but we're the only ones, I want to say, smart enough to put numbers to it. Like some of my installers are like, oh, we're the only ones dumb enough to bid this one, huh? But I think those are the type of projects where people look at them, Denny, and be like, wow, you guys did a really good job. And from an installation standpoint, my installers, yes, they know it's going to be more work, and that is a little bit of a pain in the butt. But when you get a chance to be a craftsman and really start to match some of this old carpentry and the old trim work, that really, it's a lot of fun for us. It's not something we get to do every day. That's one of the nicest parts about being a replacement contractor is our job is different every project because we don't know who built the old house. We don't know what we're going to be replacing or finding once we dig in. And so it takes some know-how, but that's one of the things we're not short on at Lindus. We just had our first ever employee, Jimmy, retire at 45 years, and it barely bumped our average down. We went from like 17.8 years average of employment at Lindus Construction to 17.6. So we have no shortage of experience and craftsmen at Lindus because of the amount of length of tenure that we have. It's lots of people, and don't be surprised if someone working on your house has been doing this job for 20 or 30 years. That's not as rare as you'd think.
All right, hang on, Andy. We're going to take a quick break here. Just a reminder, listeners, we are all awaiting a news conference from the Department of Public Safety concerning the shooting in the Champlin Brooklyn Park area. So stay with us. We'll break as soon as we find out this information. So don't go away.